This is a historical question, I'm afraid, but I'm going away, and it always comes back, this thought. It is said that Christ did not die on the cross, and people say that they heard and they heard, and I just wanted to know, what did Baba say about Christ? Where did he go? Where did he die?
The thing is that, Renata, what Baba had said this, which I had not personally heard, personally, because in the earlier years, Baba had gone to Kashmir, North India, with the early Mandali.
Yes.
I was a kid at that time, and it was not my fortune to be with him at that time. But the older generation, you see, when I came to Baba, and they would sometimes talk about things and this and that, I had overheard this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the older generation were like Padri and Pendu and Baba's cousin Najamai and all these sort of things. So the men were taken there to Kashmir at a place called Harban. It's on mountains. And there he stayed in seclusion for some time. And when he got out of seclusion, the men were there, 4 or 5 men were there. So he sat there and started chatting and all that, and was happy that his work, universal work, was completed by him, of that phase and all that. And the place where they were seated overlooked a very large valley there. It's there. They are perched on a height. And then all of a sudden Baba says, people of the world do not know. They think that Jesus is buried somewhere there near Jerusalem. But they do not know that he is here, he is buried here. And pointed to the valley there, Kashmir Valley. At that time, the older Mandali, just they nodded their heads. What can they say? They had nothing to do with Jesus Christ, you know. They had Baba with them, maybe what Baba says that. That's all. And then later years, I had heard personally that people say that Jesus died on the cross. How did it come about was that he would exhort us by telling us that, you know, why are these people remembered? Peter, James, John and all these Paul and others, you know, Saul and all that. Why? Why are they remembered? There are umpteen names, Peter, all over the world, you see. But why that particular, as soon as Peter is mentioned, we remember Simon Peter, John the Baptist and all that. Why is it? It's not because of what they are or what they were, but because they were hooked on, they held my Dhamman firmly. They were attached to me, the one who is eternal. So as long as they remember me, they'll remember Peter, because they are with me. That's how they become immortal. And then Baba then changed the subject and says, you know, Jesus is remembered not because of his miracles or what he did and raised the dead and gave sight to the blind and drew out the spirits and all that. It's not because of that, but he's remembered because he was crucified. Keep quiet. And then he says, but he did not die on the cross. That's what I had heard. And then, with the passage of time, decades passed by, and all of a sudden we get literature of the scholars who are investigating. Where is Jesus' body? Really speaking, where was he buried? This, that. There was a lot of controversy because many scholars toured all over the East over there in the Himalayan regions and Tibet and all these places, and they came across places called Mari. What's that? Mari is a familiar name. It's the name of a town. Yeah, there's a tomb of, you know, Mary, the mother of Jesus. What? Mary, the mother of Jesus here. Yeah, she's buried here. And the town is named as Mari. Yeah. Oh, And don't you know, Jesus is buried here. These people are, Kashmiris are telling you, there's a tomb of him. Really? So then they started investigating. They went through all the literature. They went to Tibet and the monasteries and all that and all the parchments. And we get the books, you see, from these scholars who have investigated that Jesus died in Kashmir, that Jesus lived in India. And there are different books, you know, volumes of them with authentic proof. And one of the scholars, of course, I said, well, Baba had said so. But so now it clicks, it rings a bell. That's fine. At that time, nobody took any notice of what Baba said. Now they are investigating the thing. And then in the book, then I started reading, there is a passage there. The scholar who had studied all the parchments and all the ancient writings and diaries and all that, he says that I had an access to the Vatican, the archives in the Vatican. And there I found an amendment to the end of Jesus. There it was that Jesus died on the cross. But the amendment was that Jesus shed his blood on the cross. It is there. That's how he is trying to prove his case, you follow? He's doing the research work. So that's what it is. The book is by one Kaiser or somebody like that. Jesus died in Kashmir. And all the Kashmiris that are there, he tries to equate them with the lost tribe and all the names that are there, how the names are similar to the ones that are mentioned in the Bible, Old Testament and all that sort of thing. So he's trying to prove his case with documentations that he found and he studied.
He may have done it, but casually.
He did all that casually. There is mentioned there. You read the book if you want to.
Yeah. There's also that other book, Eric. Jesus lived in
India. Awesome. Yeah. There's also there.
That was the new life, but he never let himself out of cognito.
Yeah. But it seemed that Mary's tomb is there. And there are other tombs are there also. St. Thomas had come here. We have got that. But this is what we had heard.